The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
And then he just fucking fast forwards right
to
when she's
part.
Like gagging, blowing him. And I was like, whoa, whoa.
We jerk off in airplanes. You think we're sitting through a plot?
Michael Blossom on tour. I'll tell you where. May 5th to the 6th, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa. Those tickets are going fast, so get them before you can. May 19th to the 20th, I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska. June 2nd to the 3rd, I'll be in Toledo,
You sure
Ohio.
Will, brother.
You're goddamn right. June 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in San Francisco. Two out of the four shows are already sold out, so go get tickets before you can. July 6th to the 9th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. Low ticket alert, boo, boo, boo. July 21st to the 22nd, I'll be in Sacramento, California. Guys, many, many, many more dates calendar, so go get tickets before you can. Also, one more thing, Boston, Massachusetts, Wilbur, about 80% of the rooms already sold, so go get tickets October 21st. If you love me, please go get tickets. Mr. Wallace, where are you going to be, dude?
The tour dates are coming back.
Yeah, they
Brea, California, one of my favorite comedy clubs. It's a big boy.
Boom,
May 12th through May 13th, four shows, booming and moving. Oh my God, reading's hard today.
San Jose?
San Jose.
I got you, dude.
San Jose,
that's
my college town.
Partner,
I'm coming back. San Jose, we're hitting La Vix and we're pulling out dicks. We're going to be there June 2nd through the 4th. That's five shows, Friday through Sunday.
So many shows.
Booming. Love that club. And then we just added two Trevor Wallace and Friends shows to the Hollywood Improv. Phenomenal place. They're going to be Thursdays, late night, cool vibe. Bring a date or a mate. June 8th, Hollywood Improv. Click next, please, Gableton. And June 28th. TrevorWallace.com. Or no, fuck.
TrevorWallace.com.
Dude, come to the LA shows. I don't post a lot of the LA shows, so these will be fun as fuck. Trevor Wallace and Friends. If Michael's in town, he'll be there. Do it now.
I will.
Do it now.
I will.
Top
I'll do
me.
It.
Good. You like Jack Harlow? I think he's so hot.
I think he's so hot. But if he wasn't Jack Harlow and I saw him at a bar, I'd be like,
uh-oh.
Yeah,
he would be like, I work for Geek Squad. How do I fix this Manhattan?
Yeah.
Hot guy.
I think he is obviously his wealth and his talent helps a lot, but I do think he's not unattractive.
He just, it's the way he carries himself. Like, he has a certain swag. I like the way he dresses. I like the way he talks.
Yeah, like, he'd forget your name. Yeah.
The more successful you can rap, the quieter you talk. Every interview now is like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's, that's kind of just
I
music
yell,
in general.
That's why I'm not successful. I'm just yelling in a microphone like, we can hear you. The sound engineer's ears are bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a microphone. That's what it's for.
Microphone.
I put the microphone
down. By the way,
down.
I have the shitty mic out of everybody, so
I
whatever.
I was just looking at that.
Yeah, it's kind
that's
of fucked up. I'm also dressed like I could like
a
do timeshares at Burning Man.
No, you do.
I wouldn't buy anything from you.
What?
You look like you
Why
work
are you being mean?
Am I?
This is an insecurity. You're projecting.
He's trying to alpha you right now.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to alpha. Look at you even sitting like that.
I always sit like this. I don't have a cock.
Wait, can I say we know.
Please.
Can I say something?
Please.
And it's going to be awkward.
Do
but
it.
I was only
There's
allowed.
Touching my penis. Go ahead.
Michael
there.
Told me I was only allowed to come back on the pod if I wore flip-flops. And I thought it was super creepy.
Wait,
where
why?
Are they?
What happened?
Girl.
I didn't feel comfortable showing my toes to you in this environment.
Paige, let me
Why
catch up real quick. This man
has a foot fetish.
A chemical imbalance.
Okay. It's not a chemical imbalance. I'm actually better than everyone here. That's what I feel like it is.
No, he has a foot fetish. And that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with
he
that.
He told
there's
me I have a really good arch. It did go to my head. I thought I was really hot
what
shit.
What is happening right now?
Do you forget that you confessed your love to my toes?
Their first love.
Wait.
Last time we were here.
Did, you're right.
Did it mean nothing to you?
I'm sorry. I look at so much feet per day. I don't know.
And I literally, what do you look for in a foot?
How much is too much feet per day? More than two.
Well,
when you're putting your
I'm
shoes
at.
On, you go good.
If I'm coming every single time, I'm looking at feet, or am I just looking at feet?
Both.
If I'm coming, I mean, I got like three cums in me, and I'm, then vagina means nothing.
What if it was a dainty man's foot, but you didn't know it was attached to a man?
You ever got cat-footed?
Funny. Wait, funny?
No, because there used to be YouTube pranks where a guy would put yoga, stupid fucking mic, where guys would put like yoga pants on and be like putting a lounge in the car. Yeah. And dudes would be like, damn, shot it. And be like, what's up? You ever got foot fished?
No, because I look at feet so much, food, I know what a dude's cream. Foot look like. You can tell a dude's big toe and you can tell a dude's ankle. No.
Have you gotten a hand job by a foot?
Boy,
what?
Have.
That is so crazy.
Well, that's hurtful, but yeah.
Do you take a break?
I'm judging you so hard.
No, Paige, you would love this. Imagine all you have to do is take off your sock and the guy's into it.
I'm a lazy girl.
But that's not, really?
I have gorgeous feet.
Oh, I didn't say that. Why did I? No, I wasn't.
Did you see your hands?
I wasn't alluding to the fact that you have bad feet. I said you're a lazy girl.
What don't you like about lazy women? You think that we have to work for you at all times?
No, but you said lazy and you alluded to in bedroom.
I'm fine if she's lazy because she's been running through my mind all day. She is tired, girl.
We're girls. I could just lay there and it would be fine.
What is that, Pillow Princess?
No.
It'd be fabulous?
She's playing. She's trying to play it cool.
Is this a bit?
She'll put it on if she needs to.
Yeah, if I need to. But she doesn't serve it for anyone.
You got that sport mode. You can put it in. Oh yeah, when you get on the freeway, you go, let me put it in the
but if
sport.
I could make a guy come by him just looking and touching my feet, I would be in.
I'd
but
for sure not, be on TikTok and be like, yeah, just take a sock off, whatever you
for
need,
sure,
babe, whatever
that's
you need.
Love.
For sure.
That's love.
For
look
sure
at this video.
He's like, scroll TikTok with your foot.
That's hot. That's really hot.
Like
that's
share.
That's hotter than anything.
Repost.
Yeah, so what?
So what I was saying is, I think it's perfectly, if the woman is like tired, then yeah, that's super acceptable.
What if she has a bellyache?
All of that's very acceptable.
All women have bellyaches all the time.
I'm
lactose
intolerant.
That's
what they say to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what is that?
She's like, I can't have sex today. My stomach hurts. And then she's just eating pizza to the face all
night.
But you're
like, wouldn't sex take your mind off of your stomach hurting?
No, because then you could shit on him.
No, because then girls get like a stomach ache sometimes after sex where you like literally have to bend over.
Yeah, because our dick's so big.
I remember I heard that in a Kevin Gates song. He said something about like dick up in her stomach. And I was like doing the math. I was like, that's so much cock. It's so much dick.
I feel like you're not a rapper.
I should be.
You should be. You've mentioned it like
Carlo.
8 times.
Yeah. I can rhyme so well. I'm like,
oh really?
I'm
okay,
so
let's do it.
Talented.
Let's do it. Steak.
Steak. I should have pulled out. That was a mistake.
That doesn't rhyme.
But I woke up and smoked some weed. That's a wake and bake. Pussy wetter than a lake. Lake Erie.
Erie. No, I got nothing. I want to
help fear
you.
Me.
Don't
Siri.
Fear me.
That's good.
Siri. Got these hoes on my phone.
Wait, Paige, it's getting turned on. Please stop.
Yeah.
No, I love a rapper.
Who's your favorite rapper? We got Jack Harlow over here. What are you going?
My favorite rapper is Nelly.
Good.
He's
great. Old school.
He's great.
Because he didn't even have a cut on his face and he put a Band-Aid on and that's fucking swag.
Apparently him and Ashanti are back together.
Damn.
Yeah. Is Ashanti still alive?
Okay, journalist.
I work for the New York Times.
Oh, fancy.
Do you think what are the stars they put on your face for like pimples?
Yeah.
That's the
she
new
loves
Nelly.
That is the new Nelly.
You are Nelly.
I'll go to
the
airport with those.
I was just going to say.
Scared the shit out of me.
But like, why is it hot? What is wrong with my head where I go, yo, there's stars on her face. That fucking, astrology.
Because I think it means she's
Gemini.
Working on herself.
No, the stars, it's like, I like when you start drifting away from being a human.
What the fuck?
Hear me out.
What do
hear
you
me out.
Mean?
No, I want to hear you out.
All right. Hear me out. So do you know like emo or goth women or like there's like porn with like, oh, I'm a fucking alien or like
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like
yeah.
a demon.
Who
oh,
hurt you as a kid?
That's so hot. My dad left me 6 months. How many times have I fucking say this?
This is true.
I've never watched goth porn.
You're missing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're not into it, then you're not missing
it. Well,
out,
I don't know if I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I would give it a try. I would give it a try. It's so hot. Do you watch lesbian porn or are you into like regular?
I do both.
Goth porn is just like
both.
The pube.
So when
like...
you're like super horny, you're like, all right, what am I doing?
Over the flap.
Yeah. It's a game time decision.
Really Paige and I and Giggle Squad are pretty open about like.
Giggle Squad.
Sex.
Plug it.
yeah, that was so annoying.
What about sex?
I got dates at HannahBurner.com. But like. With sex, as in at first we started pretty shy, and then I think we've slowly gained trust with our audience, and now it's out of control. So we appreciate that you guys are so open about porn.
It just
kind of
happened. Like, it's not like the name Stiff Socks. Like we didn't even like put two and two together. When
we really did.
We were just fucking around.
You all the blood's in your dick. You have no idea
what's happening.
What's happening?
I know. When I donate blood, I pull my pants down. They're like, put it back. I'm just trying to help out.
Wait, so you're both single right now?
Yeah.
Single in these streets.
Out here, dog. Roof.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, let's just say I'm on a one way. What's up?
Do you guys go out together?
We date.
It's really hot. We've not really.
If you guys were in a gay relationship, do you think that you guys I love you laugh like it's not true. Yeah. Like I mean, they are.
Patreon.
Would you guys be compatible?
He would be a bottom, I'd fucking
Would you be
out.
Compatible? Because we are like we're basically married. Like, yeah. I'm her boyfriend. We're in a full, like, marriage, just, yeah. like, no sex.
Like, we do so typical marriage. Role
like,
things
I'm just, together. I am just, like, her boyfriend, and she's just, like, my husband, and, like, we together are an amazing couple.
So is your husband just at home, like, what about me?
He's just like, are you making money? And I was like, yes, babe.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
All I right. said, you invest the,
2023,
you
female empowerment, I love it.
Venmo
in
$5, get yourself something nice.
Yeah, I have him on allowance.
Get you some whipped cream on that frappuccino.
He has allowance, I said, babe.
No, he doesn't.
No. Do we don't really wait, does he get, wait, what's happening?
Does he have, oh my god, I thought he had an allowance. I was gonna lose my mind. No,
he has his own stuff that he did back in the day before he met me. And I don't ask. I don't know how he got his houses. I don't want to know.
Houses? Multiple? We doing Monopoly?
Wow.
Girl. It's New York. The houses are small.
Yeah, but they're super expensive.
She has a house in the Hamptons.
You do?
Don't let her play you.
He does. His parents got one in the 90s. It's a bungalow.
Hamptons or West Hamptons?
West Hamptons.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah, ugh,
bro.
Poor people.
I mean, what tax bracket are we talking? Does man work at Dunkin' Donuts? What is this?
It's true.
It's, I mean.
No, West Hamptons are so nice. I remember I went there and I was humbled quickly. I was like telling everybody, yo, I'm going to the Hamptons. Like, you got any food racks? And I start saying like where I'm living. Like, oh, no, that's not. Oh, everybody yeah. from New York's like.
So, yeah, West Hampton is the closest to the city of the Hamptons. But I kind of like it.
Yeah, the further
like
out you
it.
Go, the richer it gets.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like the hills. Like, the farther you are away from people.
Yeah, dude, I know people, you have to literally get Wi-Fi codes when you get to the house just to call them.
So
yeah. That's
no,
how deep
crazy.
It is.
No.
It's unreal. Whitney did that. She
Why
sent me
that?
Wi-Fi and password. She goes, when you hit me, here's my... What? Well, you live where the Falcons
Dude,
live. What is happening?
That's some rich shit. You made your own Wi-Fi for yourself.
It's literally
just
like, it'll be like Whitney's gate. And I'm like, what the fuck? Your gate has Wi-Fi? Let me in.
It is super
so
weird
she's
you
China.
All that money, you don't have service. It's like if you... Yeah. Motherfuckers own T-Mobile and they're like,
right.
But
Whitney's stealing all your information and giving it to the government.
She's giving it to her sex robot. I don't know if it's a sex robot. All robots could be sex robots.
I want to fuck that robot.
I'm going to fuck a Roomba.
Why don't you guys date Whitney?
What's up?
Why don't you date
you
Whitney?
You don't date Whitney. Whitney dates you.
That's true. She's a showrunner. She'll showrun your cock. It's weird.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
Are you intimidated by powerful women?
Yeah.
Would you want to date a girl that makes more money than you or no?
It's not possible. I make so much money.
Yeah, dude.
No, of course. Rich. I think so, yeah. Because then, what, like, what you and your husband, I was like,
don't
fucking...
point at me like that. That was fucking aggressive.
That was like, why is the entire tone of the show changing
like
right now?
You guys are from New York and I'm coming off offensive. You guys showed up early. What in the fuck? And you guys
that
aren't New York. You guys
up.
Are some Connecticut
we
shit.
We actually just showed up early to intimidate you guys and we just listened to you do advertisements
there's,
and we were like, was
nothing
that
more
the
startling
best
than
you could have done?
Early. You're like, I'm not ready. I'm not prepped. The fruit snacks.
I know. But I told her, I was like, I showed up 40 minutes early, so now we're even. I don't forget.
I mean, 40 minutes is wild. I appreciate
no, 40
it. Thank
minutes
you so much.
Late. You were 40
I was
minutes
30
late.
Minutes
you came
late.
With your mom last time. They're so humble. We're like yelling about labias, and your mom's just over there like, hi,
she's
honey.
So nice.
So
she's
nice.
Just like, as long
she'll
as Hannah's happy.
She'll slit your throat, though, like
really?
If you cross her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, she's tough. She yeah. was a principal of a middle school. Like, she ran shit.
Damn.
In Brooklyn.
Well, those kids have
to okay. That's like, I'm picturing my principal growing up. I was like, I could beat his ass.
Just eating peanut butter, like, in No, and she was, like, hot, too, so all the teachers didn't know what to do. And all the boys in seventh grade would start asking her for hugs, and she was like, absolutely not.
That's say that slower.
Absolutely.
Kind of love that
part. Damn. Every dude thought he was getting hit on the paper and say, like, see me.
They were like, I had a bad day at school today, Ms. Burner. Can I get a hug? And she was like, turn around, Siobhan.
Turn around? In, like, a hot way?
No.
I'm feeling okay. sick.
No, like, dude, get out of here.
Miss Burner? As like a porn teacher name is hot.
Yeah, that's
she
a
listens
good one.
To all my pods. By the way,
does she?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
Miss Burner.
My mom.
What's
that's
good?
Like one thing. She's like, I love everything you do, but maybe the podcast. Like one thing I don't listen to. My dad was on an episode. I don't even know if she listened to that one. But I get it. I don't want to hear my baby, my sweet baby boy
right.
talking about, yo, you ever fuck so hard you go to Cinnabon? Like, there's
yes.
no reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's funny speaking from a male perspective because people will go up to my dad and be like, so your daughter, are you okay with
yeah.
what she's doing?
That's so interesting.
And he's like, look, I know she's gross, but like she gets it from me. But I wondered like if male comics deal with that too. But I guess you do. We're all gross.
Yeah, my mom has never seen me do stand-up.
Really?
That's crazy.
Never.
She doesn't love
she's gonna see me. No, she loves me a lot, but I tell her she can't go. I literally, I have like a 6 minute bit of how I want to fuck my mom. So like, that's the thing where I don't want to like, I just
open
don't want to. Yeah.
Open
Dude,
it.
I'm honestly like, there's part of me that's like, just I'm definitely not going to do it. But there's also part of me that wants to do it so bad.
I'm flying myself out there and I'm going to be in the back say, do the fuck your mom bit.
If you fly out, I'll do it.
Can you give me like a little taste of what that bit is like?
Nah, so picture his mom, picture a dick. And yeah. We're in the
boom. The whole idea is like, I don't want to fuck my mom presently, but I would fuck my mom when she was like 25. If I could take a time machine back, I would fuck her.
What's that called? Sigmund Freud?
We both are attracted to our dads.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I think my dad's a good looking guy.
Like, my dad is very handsome. Honestly, wouldn't text me back. My dad doesn't text me back.
Really? My mom will hit me with a K and I'll fucking jump off a door. I get so sad.
No, like, I still, like, any guy that I'm with, like, I still want my dad's affection more than them.
Really? But my dad's obsessed with me, so I have to date someone that's also obsessed with me.
Yeah.
She should be.
Right.
Daughter.
Right.
It'd be weird if you're like, hey, daddy. He's like, fuck
and
off.
Ask your question.
I have so
ask
many
questions. Give me a Marlboro.
So many questions. Here's the thing. I have so many questions, but once I ask you, they're going to have their own fucking podcast. And so I have to like stay on this train.
I make a joke. I look at him. He goes, that was good. We got to listen to them.
Yeah, but we're connected. We're the closest.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you guys are yelling.
But that's also true. I did say that I'm the Trevor and she's the Michael.
I could see that.
Are you?
I but like, yeah.
Well, your both
I'm going to dye my hair blonde.
If you do.
Have you ever done it?
We'll start a band.
Blonde hair?
A band? What instrument would you play?
Triangle.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's such a first date question.
No, I would be lead singer. I'd be lead singer and you can play drums.
Oh, I can play drums.
Yeah.
Dude,
foot
this
action.
Attitude's crazy. I can play drums. Oh, thank you so much.
Can you play drums?
No, I can't play any fucking instrument. Definitely
I can't either, and I can't sing.
In relationships, are you in right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that, but I feel like he like bows down to you.
Oh yeah, he sucks your labia whenever you tell him to. This
we
is
got
wild.
The confirmation from him. But I feel like
but that's how it should be. I'm the woman.
Adriana Tate over here.
No,
that's how it should be.
I agree,
but like also
you agree.
No, I'm trying to get fucking women to listen to this. Okay, like, this guy's sick. Okay. Yeah, no,
he's trying to get pussy by being like, "Yo, women are the
best. Women are sick. Yo, Women's Day should be a whole year."
But yeah, she just commands respect with her pussy.
That's our merch. No, I don't know, but like,
can I ask you a question without you guys fucking going in your own podcast?
Yeah, sure.
So there's never a moment where you go, hey, Steven, get some fucking balls and tell me what to do. Never, not one time. Do you like to get choked in bed?
Do I like what?
Do you like to get choked?
Yeah.
Okay, so in bed, you're fine getting dominated, but outside of bed.
Oh, yeah, in bedroom, I could never be dominant. I don't like that at all.
Okay.
But like,
yeah, because you're lazy. You already established
in
that.
In real life decisions,
he's always getting the Postmates. Food's here. Get it. Okay, honey.
Oh, well, yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
No, wait, I'm going to get out the door. No,
can probably. Maybe.
Wait, can I speak for Paige? I'm going to speak for Paige because she's very good looking, and I know what you guys are thinking. You're going high maintenance. It's actually not like that.
It's
she on
exactly
the outside,
like
no.
She on the outside, you're like, she's high maintenance, whatever. I get to have
like,
a pretty girl on my arm.
Nothing makes me mad. I don't, like, you gotta
she actually
take the last
like,
except for when he's like, go get the Postmates.
I mean,
well, that's just disrespectful.
Oh, no, I was just ripping bits. I'll get it. I always get Postmates.
I think if a girl is just high maintenance to be high maintenance, that's fucked up. But like, Paige is high maintenance because she's making him a better person.
by
she has
making,
a full-time job. You can get the Postmates.
By making him get the Postmates? He's making
No, I just expect him to do like the gentleman thing.
Okay.
And getting the Postmates is definitely one of them. Like, I don't know where the trash goes. That's not my job. Trash is not my, like, I don't take the trash
out. But I'm telling you,
that's
but
crazy.
Wouldn't it make you have more empowerment by taking the trash out?
No, I don't, no.
No, because I think some men, though, like
the
that.
Trash.
Some men like that. Some men are like, I will take care of her because she's a queen. And then in the bed, it's going to be insane.
That there's yeah there's
that's
a,
his dirty talk. I'll show you where the trash goes.
Also, she makes her own money.
So what does that mean? There's so much.
As in, it's not like she's bossing guys around and then taking their credit card.
Oh right, okay.
Like she doesn't need him
but
at all.
Here's the thing. Like my, I think my
we were just speaking.
Get him on the phone.
This is my publicist.
Yeah.
Yeah, what she said.
Damn. I'm trying to picture. He's probably a great guy, but right now I'm picturing like you know when a waiter has a trainer and they be like speak and he's like I am Trent, I will take your order. I feel like that's how he is when he's with you in public.
It's certain situations where like I know he's in charge. Like when we go to the airport, I turn my brain off. Like
of
I'm
course.
Not doing that kind of stuff. But in other situations, yeah, then I'm in charge. Like, what are you wearing out to dinner? You should wear this.
Oh, dude, I used to, I would put something on, she'd be like, and I'd be like, I want to wear this so bad. She's like, you should wear all black. I'm like, but I'm
yeah,
she's
that,
like,
but
I
want me.
I want to dress like I live in Tulum, babe. Can I just take a risk?
He lives in the South. And so when I first started dating him, he dressed very Southern. Now all black.
Really?
Yeah.
But
he loves
helping.
It. He loves
yeah,
it.
What did he used to date? Like Vineyard Vines? You go to Carbone, he's got Sperry's on.
100% he wears flip-flops consistently.
Flip-flops. And I throw them out all the time.
Tell him your biggest ick about flip-flops.
Like when men get angry in flip-flops and they like flop away.
Or when they kick him. Oh, is this hot if a dude kicks it off before the bedroom? Kicks him off.
Goes, yeah, I don't. The argument's over. Unless you're at the beach or there's water, you don't need to be in flip-flops.
He needs to say sorry immediately. If he storms off in flip-flops, you lost, motherfucker. Yeah.
Here's a wild thing. Since I'm so undefeated, this is going to be really against what you guys think. I'm not into flip-flops. I don't wear them. I don't really like
them. So you're not into
your feet.
You're not into your feet.
It's too pick me for him. No, I like what we get. You have feet.
If she wears flip-flops, she's asking for it.
What? What the hell are you?
Hear me out.
You're playing like gotcha on this fucking podcast all of a sudden.
Clip it. But hear me out. And this is not a great take to take.
I tried to hope you weren't seeing you immediately when I walked in.
That boy, the Nickelodeon logo, literally a foot. Anyways, but hear me out.
Oh my God. That's crazy. I didn't even
know. Also, getting slimes is just getting cum on. You guys talk about that?
Yeah,
that's...
mine's green too. But hear me out.
You need to go to the doctors, dude.
No.
Penicillin.
I have a question, but for you, and hear me out. Don't clip this.
Should I turn your mic off or leave it on?
Okay. No, but,
it's already off. You know, it's been off.
Okay, so if you're driving down the street and somebody's just topless, tits out, you're like, whoa, it's like, it's too, like.
I don't like it.
It's too much.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So
that's why I like fucking a girl with a bra on. It's hot.
I've never seen someone driving down the street, though, not a top on.
Welcome to Venice. No, but I'm saying like if tits are just out, you're like, not. It's like, oh, you're startling. So when feet are in sandals to you, is that like, they're just out?
That's why lingerie is like considered so sexy. Because you're not seeing everything.
Yeah, he has a girl with Crocs and he picks off like the little attachments on him for like foreplay.
So hot, I put them in my mouth.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is a sandal just too up front for you? You're like, oh, there's no the mystery?
With my dick?
What's
like,
a hot
is
hot?
This kind of shoe kind of doing it for you? Like, no. Where you can, okay.
Oh, he's trying to act cool. He has half a boner.
No.
What do you think about orthopedics being back in style?
Those?
Yeah.
They're not back in style. Take them off.
Those are face shoes.
Those are like nurse shoes. Those are the last things you see before a colonoscopy. Like, those are nurse.
Like, I'm about to get put on. This is like an old Jewish man in New York. How? Like, the Knicks are so bad this year.
The Knicks are so good. So
wait, those are platform bitches. How tall are they?
Oh my God, it fell off.
Oh, clip it. Get it out. Views. Wait, those are tall. Views. Oh my God. This is a second.
What type of page fucking treatment am I getting right now?
Put it on. Time my shit.
Raw fucking.
Those are platform as fuck.
Yo, they said that because these are in style.
Where are those in style? I'm sorry. I'm literally wearing clogs. I should shut the fuck up.
No, so in New York, like, there's a thing. It's almost like a Adam Sandler type vibe where the uglier you dress, the more confident you are in who you are. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, like, are you into the trend where girls are wearing like really baggy clothes?
Yes,
love it. Really baggy with a crop top. It doesn't make sense proportionally, but God damn it, it's hot.
Yeah. It's so hot.
Pajama pants and shit.
She can put so much shit in those pockets.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, but here's the thing about me. I went to New York recently in Williamsburg. I saw like two guys with these at coffee shops and I was like, I need those. Then I put them on. I'm like, what the fuck are these?
They look bad. I think they look good.
Really? They're really in style right now.
Yeah, with this outfit, it works. But like, if I wear these on stage, boom, heckle.
You're blending into the chair like a. But anyway, you ghosted me in New York, by the way.
Oh.
Wait, I love
shit.
How first podcast I was so nice and then second one, I'm like, I have beef
because
with you guys.
You're like friends now. No, I hit you up because I wanted to do the woman on the street. It's not man on the street.
It's Han on the street.
Han on the street. It's beep, beep. But I wanted to do one.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I had a show that night. I asked you to do the show. And you're like, no, I'm making TikToks. Don't need to.
I was like, I'm a serious comedian.
But I was going to be in it. But like, you know how the show ends. And it's not like it ends, then you're just done.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do it, but.
So I told him, I was like, come after your show. And then like 3 days later, he was like, did I miss it?
Yeah. You know?
Did you like New York?
I love New York. That's just a place where you can be doing nothing with your life at all, but still feel like you have purpose.
True.
Like, you walk on the street and the energy fucking takes you and you go, I gotta do something.
Dude, you take a lap, you buy a Granny Smith apple to Whole Foods and you're fucking on that girl boss shit. You're out here. You're just walking.
I have nowhere to walk, but I walk like I'm stressed about something.
Dude,
I'm like, if I don't
one
get
of you walking in LA, I'd be like, are you okay? Where's your car? Is it broken?
Yeah, no one walks
Oh,
here.
No. I've been stopped. Like people thought I was a prostitute before.
For walking so much?
For walking in LA. I walked up La Cienega once. Well, I was fighting for my life. La Cienega looks like it's like 2 seconds to go up. like La Cienega. So I was like, I can walk 5 minutes. I had my luggage. I had to take a break at once. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Because I land and then I like try to walk to the sleep apnea. No, we walk. I trick her to walk everywhere.
Really?
I made her walk in Nashville. I almost hated it.
Yeah, I feel like.
Do you walk in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's something about New York. It feels like, you know, the moving walkways at the airport.
New York is a natural one.
Yes.
No, two different podcasts.
I was actually telling
her. Every time!
I was telling her how LA, like New York, even if you don't want to see people, you're forced to see people. Yeah. Not even that you know, but like you go outside and you see someone else dealing with their bullshit and you realize your bullshit is just one of many bullshits. Where LA, I feel like you could hide for a long period of time.
Yeah, you're constantly secluded. You're here, then you're in your car, then you're in your house. Like you can go all day without talking to anybody.
But like, don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah, I love that kind of.
You would love it here.
Being alone.
Being isolated.
Oh, it's great because like I think I'm at home. I either come here or I go do shows at night. But like there's no really in between.
Yeah.
And you forget.
Have you guys ever gotten on stage for the first time and been like, oh, fuck, this is the first time I'm talking out loud all day?
For sure.
For sure.
When you're on the road?
Voice, I go, hey. Like I don't even realize.
In your hotel room, 3 p.m., you just say a sentence say your voice still works.
Dude, I talk
to
myself.
You say housekeeping to yourself.
Dude, I talk to myself all the time. Like I'll talk to my dog like it's a fucking person. I'm like, should I post this clip? Jesus, should I post this clip? Yeah.
It's like if we were athletes, you wouldn't go, like if you're a track star,
I am.
You wouldn't go all day without moving your legs and then just run a race. Where I'll go on stage and be like, can I form a sentence? Did I forget? It's been like 3 days.
Yeah, I've just been editing and I pick my head up and I'm like, hi, hey. I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what, I mean, I think you just, you ever talk to a guy like a flight or Starbucks and they start talking for hours and hours like, oh, you've been bottling that up.
Yeah.
You ever talk to a husband who hates his wife? Shut up. This motherfucker will talk your ear off.
I feel bad.
Vermont.
Or
nobody
a boyfriend
cares.
Who doesn't have friends and you get home and he's like, today was awesome on World of Warcraft. We fucked some shit up. And
I feel
you're
like,
go fuck
your husband. You're talking about your husband. You're talking about your husband.
I feel like it's more.
My husband doesn't know how to use technology. He's 47.
It sounds very specific.
That's my brother. My brother plays World of Warcraft and used to tell me all about it all the time. I'm sorry that reference
you
got you guys upset.
Your brother?
No, I knew what the guys were doing.
Is your brother hot? I feel like he is.
Very hot.
Really?
I knew it. I fucking
felt
it in my bones.
He's so hot.
Whole burner squad out here. God damn.
I have a good looking family. I'm the ugly one in my family.
Don't say
no,
that.
No, you're not.
You're pretty.
No, you posted a gorgeous photo on Instagram today.
Oh, can I tell you guys about the photo?
Whoa, you said
can't even say
it.
Also, I want to hear about the photo, but did your parents ever like say that to you? Like, no, you just have better personality. Or you're like the golden duckling.
I think that
all code words for you're the ugly one.
Any confidence I have in my life is based off of nothing connected to my looks. Because when I was younger, like my brother was the cute one and I was like the athlete. Like, I have, like, strong-ass calves. Sorry, I haven't shaved. But, like, I have fucking huge calves.
Those are insane.
No, like, I'm very... I had a six-pack when I was born. Yeah.
What?
I was just naturally athletic, and my dad was like, you're my son. So I was raised as, like...
Those dads are hilarious.
Like, I was his son. I played every sport until 12, and then I got a sponsorship.
It's a boy!
And no, for real. And my dad and I are just, like, in the parking lot, like, airboxing. Like, that's all we did. We'd go home and we'd talk about...
Well, you're also the first-born child.
Yeah, my brother kind of was like, fuck you, dad. Like, I'm going to do my own thing.
And where are you from again?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Really? Wow. I was thinking Indianapolis. So, tell me about this photo. I didn't know you were a city kid.
Yeah, I'm like a city rat. We've like never been to LA. It's like our third time.
I thought you were Midwest. Maybe you went to college out there?
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
I went to Wisconsin.
That's why.
But yeah, my affection I got from men and anyone was based on if I won. So like success to me was all I cared about. And being pretty didn't matter on the court. So I was just like,
ooh,
yes,
shit.
Babe.
That sounds like a Gatorade
ad. So I never
ad.
Cared.
Being pretty doesn't matter on the court.
Dude, WNBA.
If a girl fucking did her hair before a match, I'm like, you're about to get rolled, bitch.
Damn.
So my parents never even spoke
fight?
About looks. Yes.
Have you ever gotten that into a physical fight?
Girls don't fuck with me.
Really?
Like, girls...
Have you seen her calf?
Oh my
God. No, but, like, has a girl ever come up to you and been like, I want to fight.
What the fuck?
Actually, literally never. But there's never been like, there's fight? Been. I feel like you've gotten in a fight.
Well, I went to an all girls high school. Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Damn.
Yeah. I fight with men.
But that was probably just like petty fights. A lot of like. Mm.
Yeah. There is a lot.
Wait,
of, like,
that just said so much in that one.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's how
like,
you like
giving a compliment, but it's really not a compliment. I feel like is my
the backhand
specialty.
Ones. Oof. Oh my god, yeah,
those will tear somebody out for
like
days.
I want to say something to you, and then 3 days later, you'd be like, I think she insulted me.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're Paige in the 405. Mentally, being like, what like, does she mean
next
by that?
Level. Yeah. She's the black cat. I'm the Labrador Retriever, and I'll fucking run.
No, what did some
you
girl said?
With tennis balls, huh?
Some girl left a comment on my Instagram. She tagged your friend, not thinking that I would see it, and then she goes, "He's so mild, sexy." Mild hot, something like that. I was like, what is it? Up or down?
Ooh, she wanted you to go to sleep that night being like, what does she mean by that?
I still think about it. And she like, talked to friends like, why does he have to be so mildly hot?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I think it's a compliment.
But here's the thing, though.
You know,
she's
negging you.
But some people like mild good. Salsa.
I
some
was just
going to
say,
like
I love mild salsa at Taco Bell. That's my favorite one. Yeah. Actually, I don't want the fire
that
one.
That is so true. You are definitely, she loves a mild hot. When the guy's like, extra spicy hot, it's all about him. He's
it's
obsessed
such a
with himself.
I like, I don't want to date a guy with abs.
That makes sense.
Like, I don't want
to. Don't do it. Don't do
we
it.
We also are very good friends because we have opposite tastes in men.
Yeah.
Like, complete opposite.
What's yours? Is your cousin.
I's my brother.
Hannah likes super, super, super hot. Who? And I like mild hot.
I want like model esque.
Oh yeah, because
she wants
hold on. But you're dating somebody now.
He's actually so hot.
Okay, so
let him know that.
He's not her type.
If he's listening right now, he's like,
no, like she wants Jonah Hill.
I do. Like I find
that makes sense.
Yeah,
I literally have a joke about how I want to marry a six.
Yeah, like I go by. I think people that aren't generically like super hot just do have better personalities. And
I think deep down
a lot of trauma in their life.
Cause
yeah,
I
that
think,
makes them funny.
Or if they used to be fat, that's
oh,
the best.
That's great.
Oh.
And they don't know they're hot and they walk on the street. They're
when
like,
they don't all know these girls hot. On Ozempic are about to be like tens in personality and in bodies.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
But if you take Ozempic, I think there's something internally.
True.
You know what I mean? So you're not going to have a great personality if you feel like you have to.
We haven't
that.
Even talked about Ozempic with LA people yet.
Yeah.
You guys start crying. But you got a plug? Dude, I know a girl who literally went to Mexico to get it because it's cheaper over there. I'm like, you went across the border?
Are they open
that's
about
crazy.
It? Like, they're talking at Erwan about it? Like, who's your guy?
I'm not talking to anyone who's super open about it. I'm sure I know
it's
people
pretty
who
open.
It.
Wow.
It's Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like Botox.
We heard about it way later.
I saw a vision board that had breast implants.
I feel like LA's been taking it for a while. Like, it just hit New York.
It just hit New York. It's fresh.
Max, you guys are late.
Take
a subway. Get an Uber.
But I do think because she was a child model her whole life. She's gorgeous. So she's like, I want to date like the funny, nice guy.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, I'm ugly. I'm the funny, nice guy. I want to date the hot model dude.
You guys should just fucking date.
We're together.
We pretty much are.
It actually is crazy.
We're each other's types.
We're literally together.
So I see the comparison. You know? Wait, so I want to hear about this photo. What do you say? You
talking
about this photo?
This is fucking
what'd you do?
Crazy.
Hold up, Gabe, Google it.
Oh my god, yes.
Also,
pull
you're
up
a
the
child
last
model. I was gonna say Google it, but that just sounds weird.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Limited 2. She was the shit.
You were Limited 2?
You were Limited 2.
You jerked off to the Limited 2 girls in kindergarten.
Macy's
you know
catalog. Let's get it right.
Hold on. You were literally
bro,
a
Saturdays
limited
when they come
like
in the color
fifth
issues.
Grade to eighth grade.
She's
that was
the
my
face
shit.
Of Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, I am.
You're
Easy
fucking
Bake
lying.
No, you're
fucking lying.
Do you have a Twister box in your basement? I'm on it.
Oh,
here's a thing. Here's a crazy thing. I've probably jerked off to you.
Wow. I love that.
I love
us.
That.
You dude, jerked off to a Twister box?
Dude, I used to fuck a pillow
right hand,
in
right,
my
left
mom's
hand,
lingerie.
Cock.
You don't think I jerked off to a Twister box?
Twister box?
So.
Really?
No, I mean, you guys know this. My sister growing up had a book about like the evolution of women. It was all animated. And
it was an American Girl doll book, I think.
Probably. And one of them, there was.
She's like, that was my pussy.
Great PR.
Dude, my sister had an American
but
Girl doll.
There was one where she had full breast drawn, and boy, dog.
Yeah.
I knew page 37. I knew exactly where I could get to that book. But it's so funny. It's like about a woman, like becoming a woman. And I was like 12 being like, fucking drawn tits.
Did you learn anything from it?
I learned I was horny. But
yeah, there's only thing. Yeah, I mean.
Wait, pull it up. I want to see a Twister box. So, that's crazy. Dude, I would have such an ego if I were you like, in fifth grade. Were you not,
I don't know. I've tried to look for it actually online. I'm trying to think what else you could. No, it was after 1998. I'm in like the 2000s.
So the reboots.
If I, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't original.
She wasn't an OG Twister. But I limited to.
Wait, if I was on Twister Box server in like eighth grade, I would be, no, like, I wouldn't even look my teachers in the eyes.
So actually, no one knew in my school. Like, I never told anyone. Really? I was almost like embarrassed about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't play sports. So I would go and like drive to New York City, and that was my thing. But I never.
The top left.
Oh, yeah, that's limited to.
She's in the middle. I mean, so cute.
Limited two is like, I mean, that was like.
Oh, yeah. So that picture.
It was like Revolve for women back then.
Yes. Okay. So.
God damn. Hey, shout out that boy, Dez.
So, look.
Hold up. What is this?
There's so much story behind this photo.
Please tell.
So, dude, that photo got 50,000 likes.
Oh, look at that. Oh, we both liked it.
You fucking sickos.
No, yeah, we're supportive.
Blau. So supportive.
Well, I appreciate for supporting women in the arts.
Yeah.
So this is not for the
to
arts.
To get Paige to go on tour with me, she goes, well, we're getting full makeup done, right?
Okay.
And you know, stand up, like, you roll out of bed 20 minutes before
put
your spot.
Put a baseball cap, it was funny.
Yeah. You show up.
Yeah. Come so, on your t-shirt. Right up there.
If so you're lucky.
We make it fun, and we get our full face of makeup done for these podcast tours. And my girl does my makeup.
You have a traveling makeup artist?
No, we book like a different
one. Okay, okay.
She does my makeup and she takes a photo and she's like, can I post the photo of the makeup I did on you? And I said, of course, tag it, whatever. She sends me the photo. I go, Paige, is this photo face tuned?
And I said, you don't look like that. I'm looking at you right now.
I was like, this is because it looks like me, but also doesn't look like me.
Yeah.
And then if you press save, you can see that it's been saved and it says Facetune on it. And no. I never edit my photos. Like,
what?
I don't.
What?
Like, if you save.
Like, if a girl sends you a picture and you save it to your phone, you can see if it's been Facetune.
This is a life hack. Because Facetune, when you press save, it saves as a Facetune
file. With like
file.
The watermark, wow. Like the Facetune watermark.
So it says Facetune. So then I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is the hottest I've ever looked. But I don't even know exactly what she did. But then she straight up was like, that's not you, bitch. And then I was like, if I post this, am I?
I said it a little nicer than that.
Let's no, hear it.
I didn't say right, bitch.
Role play. Hannah, is this me?
No.
She didn't even hesitate. So then I'm sitting there with this conundrum because I want women to not make people jealous off of like a fake. I want people to know what I really look like. But then this world is so fake where like I posted that photo.
You're going to use it for your tour flyers for the next 10 years.
I told her to make it a profile picture.
I sent it to my mom and she was like, this is the best you've ever looked.
Wait, is it Facetune or no?
Yeah.
But I don't know what she did.
Yeah, we don't.
That's like if you had a Kardashian logo next to her, I would be like, oh, she's on the show. Like it just fits right in.
I mean, she looks
like
stunning.
That girl doesn't have a personality.
Or a father.
No. And then she also made me take my top off, which got a little weird.
Yeah,
wait,
she made
what? What does that have to do with the photo?
Wait, she made both of us take our shirts
get naked,
off.
Moan my name. It's for your jawline. Promise, go.
No, she was smoothing out like.
She was like doing makeup on our chest.
She did put her mouth on my nipple, which.
It's like somebody that doesn't blend and it's just like hard cut right here.
So yeah, I don't know what she did, but I ended up writing like, is this a slay? But I do feel guilty about it. But then it's like,
why?
People still do it because you get so many likes when you act like you're hotter than you are. And I'll post a stand-up clip that I'm so proud of and it won't go do nearly as well as that.
No.
And I don't want to be the fat ass comic. I don't want to be the Facetune hot girl comic, but I'm this close. So do you guys ever Facetune your stuff?
I don't know how.
Yeah, all the time, dude. It's
no. I would dick pics. I do like 0.5 and I punch in. So
yeah. Yeah.
No, smart. I don't know. Like I'll like post a selfie, like just like feeling something, but like jokingly.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be, I look like Jimmy Neutron. And then like, I'll just like lose followers. And I'm like, what am I doing? But I get it. Dude, if I'm a dude and I follow me and I'm like, I fucking love his Kyle energy video. And then I'm like, haha. It's like, shut up.
For real. And I don't want people to follow me just because they think I'm pretty.
I do.
But Paige, I felt like you today. I felt like you today. Like people were like, wait, you're stunning. You're gorgeous. And then I was like, I have power that I never
Hannah
thought
Hannah really builds me
here's
up.
What you do. You do the yin and the yang. You do a slide. First one's that. Then the next one is like eating hot Cheetos with funny like in your mouth. Like the real me.
Yeah, like you she know? Has Give two sides both. To her. But I never liked editing photos because I don't want to hate who I am in real life. Like, that's not me.
Whoa.
And I don't want people to be
so
jealous.
Brene Brown.
That was but it's true. I purposely haven't. And I feel like it's so prevalent to the point that you
Big
meet
word.
People in LA and you're like, that's not you.
Daily.
Dates.
Yeah.
Daily. It's crazy.
Yeah, how many dates have you gone on?
I walked past a girl at the bar. This was years ago. years ago.
Like you were going there to meet her?
To meet her. But, yeah. And then like, wait, only, and then I like, she's like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, oh, I'm here too. And she's like, oh, I'm by this. And I was like.
you ask her like she's a waitress or like.
Dude, honestly, I had such a funny story from that night. Should I just get into it? I already told this. Did I already tell the tampon story?
Yes.
Oh. Right. I love how they don't remember.
Really briefly. Ended up, this girl was really nice. We had a great time. Had a night. S-E-G-G-S.
Ew.
TikTok version.
Yeah, sex.
No, I cried. But we did. No, she like left in the morning or whatever, right? And then my, you know when like you have roommates and it's just another dude and you're like, I don't know. This is maybe relatable to you. But like if one of your roommates gets laid the next morning,
yeah.
It's like a parade. The they're like, whoa, Dr. Fuxaloud is up, you know? And they're like banging on the wall.
He's like king for those
right?
4 minutes.
Right. Yeah. And then he goes, dude, what's by your head? Is that like a mouse? And he picks it up, bloody tamp. He's holding it. He goes, oh, and then he throws it at me. And then we look.
Wait, on your bed?
On the bed. But then I look over my shoulder and there's a blood splat on the wall.
You did it.
No. I didn't do it. So
you yanked it out.
I think she fucking Molotov cocktailed it. I think we're about to do the dirty. And then she just went like I think I like went to grab a condom. Hey, safe sex, kids.
And then she slept over?
Yeah. She ripped it out. But in the morning, I think she saw it and then immediately darted. Because I was like waking up when she was leaving. She was like, oh. And she was like kind of by my bed. Then she just like left. I think she was going to try and get it because it was legit to my left. To my left. Like she had to have seen it. Like she didn't. Like she was like, oh, okay, bye, mate.
Was it a heavy day?
I would say there was a lot of precipitation that year. There was a
Did you ever
flow.
See her again?
No.
Did it look like Saving Private Ryan?
It could have, yeah. I look like Harvey Dent with the blood next to me. But there was splash on the wall. Wow. And I think she just whoop, boom, like at the last second.
That's fucking skilled, though.
Or you could take fucking confidence in that because she wanted a bone so bad. She's like, I need to get this out.
Honestly, you're horny during your period. It's not really you.
It's like a Snickers commercial.
It's kind of a fucked up thing.
You're not you and you're horny.
You're hornier when you're on your period.
It's God hates women.
I like fucking more on the period. It's so much more moisture. It's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. You put it on a towel.
A little scent of iron in the back.
I don't mind.
Oh, yeah. It smells like harmonicas. I'm.
Oh, my God. That is such a callback.
Oh, my God. That's so niche.
When I was a kid. That was my harmonica.
Thank you. I do
very good.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
Wait, speaking of tampons, because you missed the man on the street.
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Look at me acting like I'm fucking the host of this pod.
Wait, hold on. You have black makeup.
Hot. Cute.
The whole time I've had black makeup on my eye.
Facetune in real life.
Facetune that.
Gabe, do it.
How many tampons does a woman use during the week of her period?
I'd say 3 a day. So 7 times 3, 21.
I'd say 1 a day.
1 a day?
Why?
Wait, after you pee, same one?
Why 1 a day?
Why 1 a day?
You said 1 a day, and I'm asking you why. You said,
wait, how'd you get to that answer?
I'm not God. I don't know why you only need one. I don't know.
Tell us how you've solved that problem. Show us the steps.
Show your work. My mom's a teacher, a principal.
I feel like you were right, too. It's
three.
Like you're right. Three or four.
Oh, let's go, really? Dude. I really thought it was only one.
Do you have sisters?
I have a vagina.
So, how do you pee with a tampon in?
You do that?
How do you pee with a tampon in?
Yeah, what do I have to do to pee with a tampon in?
Can I go?
Yeah. No.
Wait, I kind of want to hear your answer, though.
Is it go, right? Is it a separate hole?
You have to take it out and pee.
And you throw it at the wall?
We have two holes.
There's two holes.
We don't pee out of the holes that are...
You don't pee
out of the
holes.
Ladies, I can't be blowing my mind like this on the Lord's Day. What do you mean? Two holes?
This is a faith-based podcast.
No, yeah.
Wait, he's just
No, didn't I just say that? I said you have to take it out to pee.
No, oh, you don't. Yeah.
No.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Actually, you don't there are three holes.
You don't have to take it out
you
to pee.
You could shit and pee with a tampon in it. But sometimes if it's an aggressive one, the tampon can kind of fall off. And you're like, and you got to shit
Most girls, I feel like, take it out when they pee because sometimes it gets wet and then you don't want to.
I don't
like,
mind.
You're always like, guys are so gross. They're always scratching their nuts. But you guys are just fucking harpooning tampons in and out.
Also, I heard a crazy thing about tampons recently that some people's dogs love
the scent of it.
Dude, his dog tampons? Eats, use condoms.
Yeah. Every, use condoms. My dog, we have to make sure we absolutely keep the bathroom door closed when my girlfriend's on her period.
Isn't it like, well, there's like,
because it's like a bone, it's like iron, like they like it, so they'll just run around with these tampons in their mouth.
What the fuck?
Dude, yeah, my dog like will, like loves panties, like loves them.
They like to lick.
Like lick.
Yeah. And why do like, dogs go straight dry. For your like.
You open the door to like let them in after every some time. Intercourse and they're just like boom.
It's like I don't shower for 2 days, every dog in the city is like in my pussy and I'm just like, this is so weird. This is crazy.
Crazy. Every day as you walk past like a coffee shop,
I see
like,
a dog walker and I'm like, fuck. I'm funny. Like, get a sniff and leave. Get a sniff and
that's
leave.
That's a good bit. Write that down. That's funny. Damn. So wait, when do you take them out? When do you know?
So that's the thing. Like, we're living our own life.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like when it's, you don't want to use an umbrella and it's still raining a little and you're like, I'm going to stop the umbrella and hope the rain stops.
Yeah.
And then it's a torrential downpour.
Sometimes
you'll be like, it's been 4 days. I can't put another tampon in. And it'll, like right now, honestly, if I wipe, there's a little blood and I'm not using my tampon anymore.
That's pretty, was that just alpha shit?
Yeah.
That's just risking it. Yeah. I'm wearing white jeans, so hopefully mine doesn't come in. That's
alpha shit, yeah. But so we're learning, we're growing.
Girl boss.
Do you have some questions for us?
Yes. How many times do you think we get hard in a day?
Oh wow. Mm,
it depends on age, I think.
No.
Like when you're 13, isn't like always hard?
I don't know if I was ever soft
when I was in high school.
It was just
I'm gonna say like
a doorknob.
Okay, wait, I have a can this I ask
yeah,
a question?
Please. Yeah.
Please. You can have one phone a friend.
Do you mean like how many times you get hard and like have to come?
No.
Or how many times is it just get hard and then it goes
away? Do you think that we have to get hard and then come for it to go away?
No, I think it can go away. My answer is definitely when you wake up in the morning. So that's one. And then I would say I would give you like three more during the day. But I think that...
Is it windy out?
I feel like you guys probably jerk off every day.
I don't. I save it.
You're sick. You're fucking sick in the head. Wow. You're one of those.
No, for fucking testosterone, dude.
No, I this guy in college, this college athlete, wouldn't jerk off
before like a game.
Before his games.
I get that. But what like, sport did he play?
Actually, this is embarrassing. He was a track runner. It was like a one-time thing.
I
thought you could say like Quidditch or something.
Basket weaving. He was like, track guys weren't, they were like the smart ones. Like he was helping me with homework, but he would be like, I haven't jerked off in 3 weeks because I have a thing. But no, he's like a loaded gun and we would like make out and he'd be like, and I was like, I don't
he's like pull my hair. What? Sex,
literally like we'd be at dinner and I'd like put something in my mouth to eat and he'd be like, yeah.
what were you eating?
I didn't like it.
What did you get to eat? Baby back ribs? Because I imagine if that was me with barbecue sauce.
I don't want guys to be so jacked up.
Like how many times?
Oh, let me guess. Well,
you said four?
I said four.
Three to four.
It does have to be a full boner? Because I feel like half chubs are like all the time.
Half chubs are out. That was early 2000s.
Okay, so.
So full, so full boners. Okay, then maybe mine's too much.
No.
Whatever. Four. Too much.
I would say three.
I honestly don't even know if I know. I will say, if I'm flying and I'm on a plane.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. If you're on a plane.
Something about a plane. It's
crazy.
Something about being in the sky.
Wait, is that why you'll never see a dude. Sexual tension at the airport
you'll
with
never
guys?
See a dude in basketball shorts on a flight.
Never. On the actual plane, not in the airport.
At the airport, I'm not.
Sure.
I'm not bricked up at Cinnabon.
Wait, that is
no, it's
so
in the plane. You'll never see a dude with basketball shorts.
Is it
because
of the elevation?
Yeah, I think it's because of the pressure.
And then have you jerked off on a plane?
So many times.
Really?
So many times. I haven't.
I was
so what do
anxiety.
You do? You just kind of
like jiggle the door. And I'm like, I'm coming. I'm shitting. Leave me alone.
So you just kind of live with it on the plane?
Yeah, you think really hard.
There's something about the airplane.
I just do a podcast.
Do you put it in your belt?
Yeah, I'm
used
a big
to, but then I get anxiety. If somebody's like, can you help me with my luggage? I'm like, no.
Speaking out.
No.
It's just like, hey.
Hey, some old lady's like, could you hit the reception button for me? Literally, no.
Wait, this is going to change flying for me so much. Every
wow,
guy that looks at me,
I didn't notice at all. Yeah,
if a dude is ever sitting there with his tray table down and they haven't taken off yet, what do you think he's doing?
Just a lot of fucking computers in the lap?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I kind of love that.
But it's
kind of hot, to be honest.
I'm going to be excited to get on my flight tomorrow knowing how many
you
guys
just
are
accidentally
hard.
Fall on the guy's lap. You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if there's ever turbulence, what do you think the pilot's doing up there? It's like, go down.
It's turbulence. Wait, but that's so sad because I feel like when I'm on a flight, I'm disgusting. Like, I'm bloated. Yeah. I'm feeling my feet bloat, my stomach
but
bloat.
It's airport so hot. Like what you were saying. There's something about you're all, there's something about it where it's like, oh, that girl in 4C.
It's like office hot.
Yeah, we're talking first class. What's
but
up?
There's also something about like when, I mean, I know a lot of girls like or a lot of people try at the airport to like look nice, but generally a lot of people don't. There's something about like when this no try is like really hot.
Yeah, if you sit next to a guy and he doesn't say a word to you the whole time, I'm like, I'm in love with him.
Because he's like, you're like, why? Sorry, pay attention.
And I've made up like everything about him the second he talks.
You can only tell when a girl is getting
French?
Flown out, though. You can tell when a girl's getting flown out.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
can I ask you guys a question? On a flight?
By a dude?
Or like a brand? Whoever. Well, what I don't think PacSun's like, come get this car.
How do you know if a girl's...
No, like you can just tell because it's done up. She's got a neck pillow. Yeah. It's like a Gucci one from Santee Alley. Like, what's going on here? But look, this is just me making harsh assumptions.
I've never been flown out by a man.
I've never been flown out either.
Oh, I have.
But you've been offered to.
Well, I'm a girl.
But I think everyone's had that. My dad's had a guy and he'd be like, come to Dubai. And I'm like,
I've never been offered to.
One time I went on a flight with my boyfriend at the time and I wanted to change the flight. And he said, when you pay for the flight, you can make decisions. And from that day I never let anyone ever fly me somewhere.
So she'll just ghost midnight, like in the middle of the night.
How quickly after that did you guys break up? I would cry if a man said that to me.
She'll stay with people for a very long time. I love how I speak for you. She tells me the most fucked up story and I'm like, and then you broke up with him? And she's like, no, 7 years later. I like to end it violently.
Wow. And where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York.
What city?
Albany.
Oh. We were just talking about that. Wasn't there TikTok going around?
The head city of our state?
The capital?
Yeah. Well,
it's not the
capital?
Greatest.
They didn't even care to storm it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a TikTok going around the other day of Albany, and it's just like, why is nobody here? Like, it's a downtown and there's nobody here.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on there?
Yeah, it's weird. It's eerie down there. Yeah. I live like outside the city.
Ghost. I'm here, guys.
Yeah. So, interesting. Do we have any other? Oh, we had another question. What was the question?
Oh, I know. I just want to ask you guys. So, like, if you're on an airplane, right, and a guy is hitting on you, mm-hmm. what's the best way for a guy to hit on a lady in an airplane? You think?
I just sit on a lap.
Don't
and go, oh,
ask
wrong seat.
A like stupid fucking question. Like, where are you from? Like, say something like
that's so dumb.
Is like, no, but that's
where are you from? Shut the fuck up,
you dumbass.
Des Moines, Brooklyn. That's a Brooklyn.
Like, do a subtle thing, like. Put your stuff kind of near mine and be like, sorry.
Yeah, I like,
okay,
yeah.
That's hot.
And then I'm like, you're totally fine. It's totally
like
fine.
If I have my headphones on and you have to like touch me
wild.
To like say something, then I'm like, what's up?
Do you know what I did yesterday at the bar? I took a selfie and I just started airdropping it. And then a girl came up to me. And she's like, I don't know why I accepted it, but I did.
One time I had a guy give me his business card on an airplane.
Terrible.
And I was like, oh.
How'd you get your husband
vaping?
I don't even remember.
Wait, that's so
but he
funny.
Didn't have social media. I remember that. No, and I was like, you're a fucking serial killer.
The second they start the conversation in the beginning, you're like, this is going to be like a 2-hour thing of him like continuing this conversation. And I'm clearly not trying to continue it. You have to trick us to make it think like we started the conversation. Yeah.
You know what I've done one time, which I think is, it worked once and didn't work the other time. I on the Notes app, I handed a girl my phone with like, hey, what's up? How are you? Like on the Notes app and was like, here you go. And then so we literally were passing notes, but with the phone.
Mm. Hmm.
Cute, hate it.
I don't know. I don't know if it would work on me.
Really?
What if I gave you?
That is so. I'd be like, a lot of typing, a lot of work. She can't write, so
I can't read.
What if like all jokes aside, we don't know each other. Everyone's single here, and I walked up and I was like, "Can I get your number?" And I showed you the calculator.
I'd love that.
That's good.
I love that.
I'm sold.
Yeah,
I'm done. We're to get married. Wow, that was really good. That was really good. Also, you know what you should do in an airport? Complain together. Like if you're sitting next to me.
Right.
If you're sitting next to me and you're like, so do you go to Tampa a lot? Yeah. I'll like fucking, and then what do you do? No. But if you're like actually I had a good conversation with this one guy. This girl was complaining about her chair that was kind of moving.
Talk shit about other people.
And she went to the front.
Oh my God.
And she was
really
like, my
me.
Chair is like moving a little. And I looked at him and I was like, this is going to be a 2-hour deal because I had to deplane because of this last time. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And then we're sitting there and he poked me again. he's like, she's going up again. And we had this whole thing.
Perfect.
He was married with a family. But in that brief moment, we were in love. But yeah, complaining at an airplane is so easy. When people stand up, you're like, this fucking loser standing up.
That is good.
Today, people stood up and they had to make everyone sit back down because the plane wasn't fully aligned. And I was like, karma's a bitch.
Damn.
What are you waiting for, granny?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to sit next to like just a hot lady just on like a 6-hour flight and right as we take off, turn and go, this Joe Biden guy is really pissing me. And just
cool. I think it'll work. I think it'll work.
The government made peanut butter and just see what happens.
Just start changing the channel on her TV.
Or if you like, oh, here's funny. Another thing. If you help me put my bag up on the top,
yeah,
that gets me.
But what if I can't do it? What if I try to do it and it's like not? And then
that
I'm like,
make
oh,
me laugh so
oh, no,
hard.
I'd be like, I'd
be scared because I'm scared of rejection. So I think she'd be like, I can handle it. Okay, you weigh 135 pounds. I can handle it.
I had a debate with you guys. Know Francis Ellis from Barstool?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Palest man I've ever seen. Very funny.
Yeah, like raw chicken. I call him.
Wow.
So handsome though. And he was like, if you're on an elevator, do you like when the guy lets you go first or not? And I realized if he lets me go first, I immediately think this is fucking like so annoying. But if he doesn't, I'm like, okay, you don't let me walk. And I realized, like, yeah. I think it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing like when I'm walking and a car almost hits me. I'm like, I have the fucking right away. But then when I'm in the car, I'm like, I will hit you now. You always want what you don't have.
Yeah. I think it's more how they do it too. Like if they're very like if they're just chill, like you got like that's yeah. hot. But if
like a
like,
nod, like a non-verbal cue. Yeah. We'll
what if
me.
I but ask if you like, what floor you're going to, and then I just don't hit it? Well, three.
Sick.
Yo, I have. Just why curious. Is there all, no one talks about the tension in elevators?
Yeah,
it's so weird, dude.
It's
I'm so
weird.
Awkward in an
and
elevator.
And then somebody talking at like normal, like one of your friends like talking in normal volume. I'm like, dude, shut up.
I'm that yeah. friend.
I hate when people talk in elevators.
I will be in the middle of a discussion about like a yeast infection, and I'll like, I'm like, I'm not gonna ruin the like momentum I have in the story, because
yeah.
we went in an elevator.
Right, but you're smart. But some people don't get that cue. You'll be talking to your boys like, yo, I was fucking this chick, and you're like, there is literally businessmen. People have Bluetooths on.
No,
except
I'll
if I'm in a hotel elevator and it's just one guy and me, I'm immediately nervous.
Oh, right. Yes.
Like, I'm like, fuck, now
or you
he knows
know when
my
they're
kind
of turned towards you and I'm like, are we not turning towards here? Why are you turning yeah. towards me? And I'm not going to make eye contact.
I'll stand facing the wall so I don't intimidate anybody. Just like The Conjuring in the corner. I'm not offensive.
You're just staring at the video thing, being like,
I play my own elevator music. I'm bombing. Do you have another question? And then we'll just get into some of our regular questions.
All right, guys. We have some Sock Talks here. These are questions written in by the audience. They want your guys' input on this. So this first one comes from Kara. And Kara wants to know, is it emasculating when women have higher sex drives than you? So I guess this is to the guys.
What is emasculating?
Hilarious. I don't think it's emasculating at all. I just feel like
ever dated someone that wants to fuck way more than you do?
Yeah. Yeah. I just it's not a masculine to me. It's
they're
like,
out there?
Yeah. No, I think my dude.
No, he's literally told me. He's like, I'm trying to edit. And she's like, you want this? You're like, I want fucking Final Cut.
Like, okay. How many times a day was it with this girl that you were like, it's enough?
It's not. Honestly, I think it ended because we were like friends.
Yeah.
We were like in a relationship, we were friends. And so it's like your best friend being like, hey, you want this? You're like, I'll watch a movie. You want to watch a movie? But like that.
So she wasn't hot enough for you.
No, it wasn't hot. She was super hot. But it's like, oh, we're like, you know how you get in this chemistry where it's like just
it's
friends.
Like roommates.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Roommate energy.
So we got into that, but her
and
sex
it's hard
was still
to go
hot.
From roommate energy to be like,
rip my clothes off. Yeah.
Right. It's like, wait, are you doing sex right now? Is this a thing? Are you doing this?
You're
while
like,
the Simpsons are on the background?
No, it's hard, though. People don't talk about that enough, how, like, if you have the same routine every day, how do you add in, like, a crazy hot moment when it's like, I'm microwaving eggplant parmesan.
That sounds so good. I'm starving.
Yeah, right? You could.
I don't know why
so
that came
good.
Over me. We should get that some Italian tonight. But as a girl, there's nothing worse than you getting the guts to be like, do you want to fuck? And him somehow being like... Ooh, my like
my
sciatica.
Because the whole thing is that guys are always down to fuck.
Yeah.
So if they're like, and I feel like some guys you might not be in the mood, but then she says it, and you're like, we could rally.
Yeah.
Like it's rare.
I really
that they
have
can't
only
rally.
Ever had one boyfriend that was like that, and I
he
couldn't
was gay.
Do. I think so.
You know what's so weird is like I can be not in the mood. I'm like, oh, I'm good, and then the moment. There's just a touch of the penis. I'm like, fucking dude.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
If you're like across the room and you're like, do you want to have sex? That might not work. Like you have to add.
It's so weird.
I'll do it. Like, do you want to fuck? And it's like, what?
I'm and like, you like watch that? Her like pour the Brita filter with aloe sweats on. I'm like, I'm fucking gone. I'm bricked. pour that shit slower. Reverse osmosis, my
dude. But it's true. I've done it where it's like, are we really in the mood? And we'll be like, I'm not really. And then like, you have to just like kiss once.
That's what it is.
Start it.
But not like, but then we talk, you don't make out when you're like in a long-term relationship, really.
Yeah.
I try to.
In hooking up, yeah. Or not?
I feel like I don't really.
You just straight to it? Oh, it's the most New York
answer. She goes, no kissing
ever.
Me during this. Do not.
She turns into I feel like he probably has a ball gag in his mouth, if we're being honest.
For sure.
He can't kiss you water.
Beat his ass.
No, sexually, no. I am very submissive. But I don't think I initiate it. I'm probably bad at, like, I don't initiate.
See, I don't like any violence with sex. Like, she wants to get hit by a brick. If you even scratch me accidentally, I'm like, ow, 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 ow,
No, I have a limit, but, like, a light choke is nice for me. Like,
medium rare choke, there you go.
A mild choke.
Yeah, yeah, mild joke.
A light full Nelson. Yeah.
No, I don't like any violence with sex at all. But, like, verbally.
So when you say that you don't, like, ever, like, what was the word you used? I'm sorry, I'm really tired.
Emasculate?
No. You don't initiate.
Yeah.
Do you? Are there times where you're like, I want to, but I don't. Like, why don't you? Or do you feel like it's like the man's job to?
No, I don't feel like. I feel like it's easier for girls if they're horny to put out a vibe without real, like having to be like, "Do you want to have sex?"
Yeah. She's good with her eyes too. Like she can like talk with her eyes.
Really?
I've seen it. It's crazy. Like I'll be like, and she'll just be like.
And what does that mean?
Well, we did this like thing where we would we were good wing women because I'll talk to anyone
and I'll say crazy
I'll
shit.
Sacrifice my shit, like I'll go up and I'll say some weird ass shit, yeah. Like silly goofy, like they won't be like annoyed, but they'll be like, and then they look at her and she's safe.
And I'm like, how weird is she? Right.
Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, you get to play off her.
So, no,
I do that with my Irish friend. I go, like, I'm sorry. There's something off with him.
Yeah. Like, and then I'm like,
that's great.
Like, wild and crazy.
Because I love, like, I'm like a salesperson. Like, I love first interviews. I love first talking. Like, get me a high. Like, it's on.
What happens if they start hitting on you? They're like, this chick's weird to fuck with it.
That's the thing. Guys who think I'm hot. Are not into her, and guys who think she's like, hot are not into me. We're so different.
Yeah.
And also, like, no, it really has been just like that. Yeah. Like, guys are her.
We have different tastes, but also guys have
like guys who think she's hot think I'm a literal troll. Like, disgusted.
Show them that photo.
Disgusted.
Like, I'm seeing you in front of me right now.
It's like how you want. Yeah, it's helped our friendship.
Right.
Do you guys have similar tastes in women?
No.
No.
What are your types?
I don't really look at women like that.
Wait, do you realize your guys? Okay, for the gigglers listening,
big ass! You guys,
tell them. Tell
you like tits? You like ass?
I don't like tits.
He likes feet.
Really?
We've established this.
I don't.
No, I like a little bit of ass and some blue eyes and a brunette. Brunette? Did I say that right?
I feel like all growing up because I didn't have boobs, I was like, guys only like boobs. And then I got into my 20s and I was like, wait, they only care about my ass. Yeah.
Quarterly crisis. There's something because I used to be like Pam Anderson was like my goat. Like, tits. Like, you couldn't tell me anything different.
Yeah.
And then something in college, I did like doggy style once with a chick, and I was like, what is happening back here? I was converted. I was like, all this junk and this trunk. That song spoke to me. What you gonna do with all that ass? All that ass. I don't know. Junk the trunk. I can't even talk thinking about ass.
Inside them jeans. I'm gonna get
when you see an ass one time and you're like, where have you been all my life?
I always thought it was so confusing though as a girl. Because I'm like, you mean what I but again, sit I on the toilet with? That's what you want to fuck with? Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, but imagine that toilet was my face. I love, you know, hear me out. But I don't see women like that. Yeah, I'm personality, connection, vibe.
That's it, dude. It's all energy, man.
God damn. Our next ad is brought to you by the illustrious people over at ShipStation. When it comes to saving money as a small business owner, every dollar counts.
ShipStation gives you access to discounts up to 84% off your USPS and UPS rates, and you can manage every order from one simple, easy-to-use dashboard, okay? When you lower your shipping costs and makes returns easy, dude, your customers stay happy while you save money.
Yo, we use ShipStation. We do merch. We sell merch for Stiff Socks.
Dude.
And it's like that idea about getting discounts on shipping rates is so important because it's it's so expensive to send stuff everywhere and people like already, you know, they don't want to pay more. So when you can get better rates than everyone else with ShipStation, it's a no-brainer.
But dude, if you sell anything online, we're talking Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, literally any of that plugs right in. Boom. Make Ship happen. And we're going to today. Worry less about the bottom line when you save money with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com and use code SOCKS today and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code SOCKS. 60-day free trial. Literally,
Do it now.
That's 2 months free.
Do it now.
Dua Lipa.
God damn.
When a girl sits on your face, because I have like a whole bit about it, but like, because I didn't, the first time a guy was like, sit on my face, like I'm sturdy. I'm pear-shaped. Like, yeah. I was like, sturdy. I'm not sitting like on the subway on this dude's face. Yeah. You have to like hover.
Yeah, I don't know. And no like one that. Talks about like-
it. You thought it was straight up yeah, just.
I thought I was like, I was. Fucking sit on your
thighs. It's such a fucking workout for us that I can't enjoy it.
That's why you have such good calves.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to like get your core involved.
You also have to like hold on to something.
You have to hold on. And then he's like on your thigh. He's missing. And you're just staring at that like Michael Jackson poster in front of you. And you're like, how did we get Michael Jackson.
You're like, it's a full send flag in front of you. You're like, oh, God, please help.
You're all the hats Michael on the wall. Jackson.
Oh my God!
What is this?
No, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. You
had a Mike Tyson poster in the room?
No, he had like a like artistic.
No, yeah, it was like a massive painting. I was like this.
It was like a sculpture of Mike Tyson.
I did him for three years.
He's going down on you that you start seeing shit you don't want to see. You're like, oh. That's what's.
Oh, that's funny.
There's like a note from his mom, like I'm proud of you, and you're like, oh,
dude,
that's
God. Gonna be so embarrassing. You're trying to eat a girl, and she's like just fucking perusing. The
You just start questioning all your shit. Like, how do we get
have
here?
So much time to think.
Yeah,
I hope it's not so much time. Do you take a long time to come?
I think I take a moderate amount.
How long?
I always joke. I feel like it's 5 seconds or 5 years. Like there's no in between.
Yeah, I have to mentally be there. You could be doing a great job, but if I'm not mentally there.
What does it take for a guy?
I'm very entrepreneurial, though. I'll do it myself if I need to.
I feel like a lot of guys don't do enough foreplay. Like, dude, foreplay I want to be so huge.
Oh my God! Wait, this is literally the difference between men and women. I tried to watch porn. I tried. It's hard to watch porn with a comic as a boyfriend, and you're a comic because immediately you're just like, that was funny. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's do this. Let's really watch it. So we put something up. I'm like, this is hot. He goes, this is hot. And then he just fucking fast forwards right
to
when she's
part.
Like gagging, blowing him. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I want to see the ship
story.
On Titanic sink.
I go, I need to see her
she's
slowly
a real estate
take
agent,
her top
you're
off.
Getting a house.
Nope. I don't have time for that.
And he goes, that is the difference between men and women. I go, rewind.
We jerk off in airplanes. You think we're sitting through a plot?
Yeah,
I needed.
I don't give a shit about.
I
want to
know if
one?
She feels safe.
Character
I want to know.
Development?
I want to know if he's.
Let me guess.
Is he nervous?
Let me guess. She doesn't have enough money for the pizza. I've seen it.
He went straight to like double penetration. I was like, ah! Yeah. I can't watch this. I'm turned off.
No, I feel the same exact
I need
way.
A lead up.
Yeah, here's
I
what happens. You guys got to start watching porn like 30 minutes before the man comes in. But we come in and we go, yeah, perfect. Babe, tell me when it's getting to the good part.
No, the thing with
come
porn
in,
is
honey, they're doing
you,
the bukkake.
We're like getting close to coming like when we're just like talking to you, when we're like kissing. Like that's when it's like leading up. That's when like scientifically our clit is getting like swollen. It's a thing.
From talking?
You guys have clits?
It depends what you're talking
podcast.
About. You were like, I could talk.
Yeah. Radio voice. What if he's the Gant, right? You know, what 10, but he talks in a radio voice for dirty talk. Be like, and coming up now is this dick on 95.3.
That's dating a comedian, not the one I'm with now, but they will do voices and shit. One guy was like a French for like the whole time, and I was like, this was funny.
French?
No. He was like doing a French thing, and then he's kept
I mean, there's
it.
A lot of good puns there. Come
he
on,
was,
that's
and
easy.
He's good at voices, but I was like,
no,
I don't think
like that
I think
at all.
I don't think he likes me.
I have a question. If you ask your man to like watch porn and he's choosing, do you want him to choose?
Can we talk about this?
That is a diabolical question.
If this
question
motherfucker
for us,
picks a blonde,
see?
I'm getting his divorce.
So do you like consciously or subconsciously, do you just want him to pick essentially what you guys
I want
look
him
like?
To, the girl to look
yes.
exactly
yes.
like
I
okay,
want
no,
her
no,
to
good,
be
good.
A
yeah.
doppelganger.
I need
yeah,
him to be right. like, you want the hottest video on the internet? This girl's like, if you were a little uglier.
What I would do is I'd pull up your TikTok and I'd be like, oh, oops, babe, this is what I get off to is your comedy and your smile and not Facetune. You don't need it, babe. Yeah, it's crazy because I did
Wait,
it once.
But
and
I feel like.
Say it.
I feel like that should happen at some point. Like, I want to know my boyfriend would look at a picture of
jerk
me.
Jerk off
your
Instagram.
Off.
Yeah.
Dude, that's how I know that I super like somebody.
Yes.
If I jerk, if I fuck them and I'm still jerking off to them, that's wild to me.
Wow, yeah.
Wild.
No, we joke that like the only beef we had is if a guy breaks up with you and then ends up with a blonde, I'm like,
yeah,
you
I'm
didn't,
real
you didn't like
fuck
us.
Off.
Like,
yeah.
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 Oh,
or you can take it as a compliment because we're trying to forget you.
I've also had boyfriends like we break up and then they date someone that legit does look exactly like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I take it as a compliment.
But that also pisses me off.
Really? No, I take
so
a compliment.
Either way, I'm pissed.
But they're never as hot as the original. It's like a bunch of remixes. They'll never be as good as the first song.
It's a tribute. Listen, it's a tribute.
Yeah.
You date someone that looks like you after
the cover band, and you're like, that's crazy.
That's weird.
That's
I remember I watched porn with some of my ex, and I think I just typed in like the most generic. I was like, housewife in love with man. Real.
But you can't even do a housewife. I just like, I put in girl tits. Like, you can't, I can't.
That's
you can't
too much.
Yeah.
Because then she goes, oh, you like tits. Huh?
Oh, fuck.
No,
here's the thing with watching porn with a boyfriend, I actually like a blonde girl. Like, I like a girl that doesn't look like me.
So then what do we do?
So when I'm not there, I want him to watch someone that looks like me. When I'm there, I want
it's like you're
type.
Having a threesome with someone he wouldn't leave you for.
Oh my
exactly.
God. But all this is going through our head while trying to be romantic.
Yeah.
So like trying to like say like, we're just stuttering.
We also, I was the one, she was more comfortable with it. I was like, I can't watch porn with my dude because I'll get jealous. Like him watching a girl go off. And then she was like, Hannah, you don't understand how men think.
We don't.
Like I want to like be into the guy. Like I'll fall in love with the man. I'll be like this.
In the porn.
I'll leave.
They don't look at their faces.
I don't like watching dudes in porn. I'll watch girl and girl because men ruin the porn for me. I'm like, he's gross.
Yeah.
It's like, it's safer.
A bad dick will ruin a porn for me. I will switch it. Too veiny.
For sure. No. But she's like, Hannah, like he doesn't even remember what her face looks like. He just wants to see pussy. Like there's nothing to get jealous about. And I was like, okay. And she helped me grow.
Yeah.
And that's
why we click right to the scene. We don't even want to see her face. We'll fall in love.
You don't want to see her voice. You want to see if she has like good sarcasm, a little banter.
No, I listen to my own podcast when I watch porn. I don't even want to hear it. You want to hear me instead on that Leonardo DiCaprio shit.
I do like finding girls who are masturbating that look like me. And now I'm thinking,
I'm a
narcissist.
Narcissistic lesbian.
I'm a narcissistic lesbian.
That sounds like a special title right there. The narcissistic lesbian.
Wait.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Goddamn.
So we have one more question and then Secret Stalk Anonymous confession. So this question is from Danny and it says, is it okay to get a nut off to a friend's post that you haven't seen in a long time?
Whoa.
You'll have weird dreams about friends all the time.
I mean, like, wouldn't tell them, but sure, it's normal.
Yeah, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, who else are you jerking off to?
Porn? I don't know.
I've never come to a guy that I know picture or like anything of them.
Anything?
I definitely have.
No.
It's so wrong. That's why it's so hot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like a teacher.
Okay.
No, I mean, teacher? Yeah. A teacher's fucking hot. Yeah. Anything that's like not, even like, here's the truth, even like a friend.
No, if I... If I have a dream, you ever have a dream about a friend, but in the dream, they're not who they really are?
Yeah, and like, you're like fucking them in
and
the
I'm
dream.
And I'm obsessed with them. I'm in love with them. And then
dude,
I see
my dreams suck.
Yeah, I never have sex dreams.
I'm being chased by a gargoyle.
I'm like searching in the desert. It's like all bullshit.
You have a dream about an ex who like, of him not being horrible.
Not over him, it sounds like. Interesting.
And like, he's a different kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then you wake up. But yeah, I'll be so
usually
weird
when I take
that
melatonin.
Melatonin dreams are crazy.
Yeah.
Getting your ass eaten by a gargoyle. And like, get the fuck out of here. But you like it.
Come immediately.
Oh, wait, do either of you guys like getting your booty eaten?
I've never had it. I've never done it.
It's phenomenal.
I can't reach.
I'll do
I've never reciprocated it.
Never.
No.
All right.
You've never done it.
And I've really only ever been asked once. And I like.
And you shot him down?
And I like pretended.
That's something you cannot pretend.
Wait, what do you mean? Well, how did you pretend? You pretended to do it or pretended to be into it?
Like, I pretended to do it, kind of. Like, I really.
What did you do?
It was
just get a fruit leather from the cabinet and do that on his ass?
Those TikToks where that girl takes a fake tongue and licks her cat?
No.
I want to do that with a dude's ass, because if I had a fake tongue, I would go I would go crazy. Yeah. What'd you do?
I mean, it was just really more like giving a blowjob, and then I was just like around the ball area, and I just like
right, you just went the grace
like, and I was like,
uncharted property.
I was like, look at your dainty fingers. For me.
Yeah.
But some guys, you think that they're going to have like gross asses, and some of them are like like nice blonde little light hairs. Some of them have
who
cute
are you
little
sleeping butt. With? And are they of age?
They're gonna say, are they available?
No, I have. I like blonde men, not bottle blondes like you, but like real blonde men.
Is that what that's called? Bottle blonde. Yeah. Whoa! I just blew my own mind.
Bottle. Well, like a lot of. Then Paige, do you get jealous if a guy likes a bottle blonde but she's really a brunette? Still,
just blondes in general, because I'm a brunette.
Yeah.
Just fuck all blondes.
Sorry, we just started talking to each other.
No, it makes total sense. Fuck blondes. Do we have any other questions?
Yeah, we have an anonymous submission here.
It's
a wild one. This is
I love it.
This is, says, I have a fart fetish. I know it's weird. Sue me. But I asked my girl to fart in my face, and she was not happy with it.
Oh.
I guess it's different for me, but how are you supposed to come to a chick with a fetish without her being like, you're fucking weird? And by the way, they've been together for 2 years.
I'll date him. I'll date that man.
Somebody out there is right for this person.
Of course.
But sometimes your fetish, you know, you keep it to yourself, you know? It's like...
But you're going to live your life in secrecy?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's like that's the one thing you have to yourself, you know? Like in Dave, when he loved getting milked, then he actually got milked and he's like, oh, it's too weird. I can't get it up. Anybody see that?
Right. Yeah, but maybe he doesn't want... Yeah, like
maybe
his,
that's what you say for when you go to like those weird shops in Amsterdam.
Yeah, like his wife he doesn't do it with, right. But...
concubine.
But imagine if you had a gassy girl that was like, babe, I feel one coming on.
Yeah.
Get behind me.
No.
God.
It's a hot one.
Walking into that apartment after a sesh. God damn.
Who the fuck's making tacos?
But there is something hot sometimes that like when people, like maybe like it's like an orgasm for her butthole. Like she can't control it.
What do you mean?
Maybe that's why he thinks it's hot.
It's just funny, like mega fart kinky. She's like,
it's like squirting through your butthole.
That's I would never fart in front of a guy ever.
Women don't fart.
Really?
No.
Even if you're super comfortable, you wouldn't.
No.
Do you run the water when you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
You leave
too.
The door open.
I just fucking do it.
Honey, bring the shirt.
Get in here.
No, light a candle. Actually, life is too short, and we can't fight the patriarchy if we're holding in.
But you
like,
tell
he
smart.
Knows I'm going to the bathroom, but I don't,
no, don't.
Need to, like, say.
You know what it is?
So
like,
it's
because
I'm goofy. Like, you are, like, classy, and you, like, keep it together. Even if I try not to fart in front of a guy, I'm going to, like, laugh and accidentally do it. Yeah. Like, I'm embarrassing. Like, I'm going to fuck up. I'm not going to purposely do it.
That person who farts and then punches the guy's shoulder and be like, yeah, walk with that one.
I've talked about this before, but I did fart on a guy going down on me, and I think he liked me more after. Cause I was like,
so if the dude was in a fart fight,
you
would be
like
into
a little
I mean, he couldn't get a boner for a long time. But like, we laugh, we laugh so hard. Cause sometimes you like kind of you push for the orgasm. Like I was forcing, I really wanted to come, and then it like came the wrong way, and it made a noise.
Yeah, that's how those work.
He moved back to England.
But
shortly
I also, yeah, he did move. Yeah, he fully got a new passport. Changed his name.
Like,
I never.
What happened? Couldn't get your card here? He's like, no, worse.
I can't burp. I never burp. It only goes.
Oh, see, I will
she
burp all the time.
It's like a thing. I only go down. But also, my thing is, if you don't want to fuck me because I fart, that's a you problem.
I agree. It's like, buddy, we're all adults here. Shit on the ground. Shit on my
but
chest.
But I have
whatever.
Gotten farty in relationships when I'm trying to end it.
Oh, that's your sign you're leaving?
Like,
you're like, I don't respect you.
You know
anymore.
When you want them to break up with you and you'll start fights for no reason? Yeah. I'll fart for I'll be like, he'll come in and I'll just be like,
what now? You're cold, dude.
But what if he doesn't get it? He doubles down. He's like, my turn.
No,
like, oh,
I ended
no.
up having to break up with him, but I knew that I was losing respect for him when, like, I was kind of doing it like, I dare you.
Was
dude.
This the same guy that do the voices in bed? He's like, hello, governor.
No, yeah. So I realize, like, if I'm farting too much with a dude, I don't respect him. So wow. I politely will try not to, but if I do,
but that makes sense. You hear it, and you're like, oh, I get it.
Because you know when a guy like just fucking has like a horrible fart, it's so powerful to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to be that guy.
It is very masculine.
Like I want to just make eye contact with you and let one just like,
while she's on a Zoom call. Sorry. Tell your coworker I said what's up.
Like, they get so bad they can smell on the other
side. Like the one in Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Because then if he still wants to fuck to you after that, the confidence you have of just like, I'm,
yeah, like he
I'm
loves
so raw,
all
I'm so
me,
and he loves all of me. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that answers his question.
The other guy got a full ass
unless
answer.
You have any closing remarks with that?
No, I think
I want to thank the Academy.
Yeah.
But no, we're actually so happy you had me back on and you brought you let me bring Paige.
Yeah,
this is so fun, guys.
We didn't have a choice. She told us. She's like, you little fucking subs.
Then she farted. Mommy's I was like, town. All right. Okay, cool.
Dom Queen is in, bitch. So fun. It's such a fun episode. Yeah, we'd love to do your guys' podcast too.
No. We'd love. No.
All right.
No. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We actually don't really have guests, but we'll have you guys on.
You need us.
Yeah, the Gigglers would love
no,
you.
No, the Gigglers.
Is that the name?
Is that the name of them? I love
you guys are Giggly Squad if we were dudes.
Yeah.
We've decided.
I do feel like we're like very
for
like.
Sure.
Like you guys have the same
weird.
Energy
yeah.
as
it's
us.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
The world's not real, right? I feel like if we ran really fast at each other, it would just make a giant podcast.
Okay, but here's the thing. I know this is stupid because we've been here for an hour and a half, but you said this three times. I'm just seeing like visually what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, she's better looking than you are, but
of
besides.
Of course.
But in terms of like, I'm the good blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you guys are quirky.
That's why I like to hear. No, he's hot.
Reserved.
Yeah, he's a hot guy.
Yeah.
He's got abs.
Yeah.
But we're not hot.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
We're not hot.
I got a good angle. It's front on. Sides? No. But yeah, I feel like if we could run into this podcast, if we did like a...
But she actually asked me, she's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, you know what we do on Giggly Squad? We're like, it's the end of pod and you don't know what you even said. Yeah. I go, that's exactly what we're
doing. I don't want to do a shitty podcast when they go, anything you don't want to cover or stay away from or do you want to talk about? I'm like, just fucking talk.
Just press record. I'll say come a bunch. It's fine.
Yeah. We got segments. Oh,
segments. Fucking segments.
This guy's trying to keep some organization and peace in this
He's
place.
He's doing great.
Gabe's great. We've had those.
He's like, can I ask one question? Never mind. They were like,
No. Those are in place. But
he goes, we're going to ask you a lot of questions. And then he goes, you said that to me. You texted me.
I have your number?
I don't know who I've been texting. And then he goes, Paige, I have a really important question for you. Where are you from?
Gotta know. But yeah, what a fun time. We should do a live show together called Stiff Squad. So
wait,
Stiff
I love
squad.
That.
Stiff Squad.
I Guys. Love that so much.
Let's do it. Los Angeles tonight. The world turns. See you there. We'll make a phone call. So fun.
That's a podcast.
Thanks, Travis. Where can they listen to you guys? What days does it come out?
Yeah, Giggly Squad. We try to get it out on Mondays, but it comes out on Tuesdays.
Get a better producer.
You're looking at him. No. Yeah, you're looking at him. No, because we're raw. We're raw in the paint.
All right.
Look how disgusted LA people are.
I'm not
sorry,
disgusted.
We're New Yorkers out here hustling.
Yeah,
doing
we have like 17 ring lights in here, 3 cameras.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
You record
on
a GoPro.
Giggly Squad. I'm on tour, hannahburn.com. Paige is amazing. Follow her.
Go by Twister.
Go by. She gets residuals.
Yeah. Easy Bake Oven. Yeah.
All right.
So fun.
Guys, thank you so much again. You guys are fucking
beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's a podcast. Guys, thank you so much for listening
and
watching. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.